بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaykum. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi from Islamic House of Qom is ready today to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Imam al-Mahdi, the 12th Shia Imam, is passing life in major occultation, Ghibat al-Kubra. How can the existence of Imam al-Mahdi, a biological body, a person, and his long life be proven according to Islamic traditions and Islamic beliefs, Sheikh Karimi? This is a major question for today. First, let's talk a little bit about existence and then the long life.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we all know, the concept of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is shared by all Muslims, both Shia and Sunni. Both denominations believe in the coming of a person called Mahdi, who will fill the earth with justice. So there is no about that. The only question is whether he is born or not. According to our Sunni brothers, they believe that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be born in future. And at Shia, we believe that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the son of Imam Askari alayhi salam, and he was born in the year 255, and now, as you mentioned, passing life in major occultation. Now, especially recently, there are some questions about the very birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and some have doubted the very birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, especially some Wahhabis. They even have written books to prove that the Shia cannot prove the existence and the very birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So first of all, I would like to talk about different narrations, both mentioned by Shia scholars and then some viewpoints of some Sunni scholars about the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his very existence. So sometimes some people assume that the narration and the story of the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is just mentioned by Hakima Khatun, and she is the only narrator, and we cannot accept the testimony of a lady. But this is not true.
Okay.
Although, Hakima Khatun is the very lady who was present when Lady Narges was about to give birth to her blessed child, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We have some narrations, for example, حدثتني حكيمة ابنة محمد ابن علي. We know that Hakima is the daughter of Imam Jawad alayhi salam, the aunt of Imam Askari alayhi salam. أنها رأته ليلة مولده وبعد ذلك. So Hakima Khatun is only one of the people who witnessed Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, not only on that night, but also later. But there are many other people who have seen Imam Mahdi alayhi salam when he was a child. We know that for 5 years, he was passing life in the minor occultation with his holy father, Imam Askari alayhi salam. So many people had this chance to meet Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So to think that it was only Hakima Khatun is a wrong assumption. There are two ladies, Nasim and Maria. They were, servants in the house of Imam Askari alayhi salam. They have mentioned the following, that لما سقط صاحب الزمان عليه السلام من بطن أمه جاثيا على ركبتيه رافعا سببته إلى السماء ثم عطس. So they narrated a story that when Imam Mahdi عليه السلام was born, we saw the following, and then they narrated a story and the supplication of Imam Mahdi عليه السلام. This is in Kamal al-Din by Sheikh Asadu, page 430. We know that one of the special deputies of Imam Mahdi عليه السلام during his minor occultation is Uthman ibn Sa'id.
Yes.
Al-Hamri. Sheikh Qulayni narrates the following narration, that a person told Uthman ibn Sa'id that Anta ra'ayta al-khalifa min ba'da Abi Muhammad alayhi salam. Did you see the successor after Imam Askari alayhi salam? He said, Iwallah, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I saw him. And then he refers to some of the physical features of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In another narration, we are told about 40 people of the Shia of Imam Askari alayhi salam who were present in his house, and Imam Askari alayhi salam showed them his son, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. It's been mentioned that Muhammad ibn Ayyub bin Nuh and Muhammad ibn Uthman Amri, they say, عرض علينا أبو محمد الحسن بن علي ونحن في منزله. We were in the house of Imam Askari alayhi salam, وكنا أربعين رجلا. We were 40 people. And Imam showed us his son and said, هذا إمامكم من بعدي. This is your Imam after me, وخليفتكم عليكم أتيعوه. You need to obey him.
Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Qumi is another one who had the chance of meeting him. He was the special deputy of Imam al-Jawad, Imam Hassan al-Askari, Imam al-Hadi, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So when Imam al-Zaman, Imam al-Mahdi was 3 years old, he asked Imam Hassan al-Askari about the Hujjah on earth.
Exactly.
What do you mean by Hujjah? Imam gets in, brings out a three-year-old child, Imam al-Mahdi, and showed him to him, this is the Hujjah of Allah, okay?
Abu Ghanem is another servant in the house of Imam Askari alayhi salam. He says that when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was only 3 days old, Imam Askari alayhi salam showed him to some of his companions. He said, "Walad al-Abi Muhammad waladun fasammahu Muhammadan." A child was born for Imam Askari alayhi salam. He called him, he named him Muhammad. فعرضه على أصحابه يوم الثالث. On the third day after his birth, the Imam showed him to his companions, saying, هَذَا صَاحِبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي وَخَلِفَتِكِ عَلَيْكُمْ. This is the Imam, your Imam after me, وَهُوَ الْقَائِمْ. And this is the Qa'im that people are waiting for. And so these are some of the people who have seen Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. It's not only limited to Hakim al-Khatun.
Yes.
As I mentioned, only one narration refers to 40 people. And then in some narrations, we are told that Imam Askari alayhi salam has told some of his companions that Mahdi has been born. For example, in one narration, Abu Hashim Ja'fari says that I asked Imam Askari alayhi salam that, Ya Sayyidi, hal laka walad? Oh, my master, do you have a child? فقال نعم. The Imam said, yes. I asked, فَإِنْ حَدَثَ بِكَ حَدَثٌ فَأَيْنَ أَسْعَلُهَمْ. If something happens to you, meaning that if you pass away, where should I look for him? قَالْ بِالْمَدِينَ, in the city of Medina. So in this narration and similar narration, some people may have not seen Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but they received the news of his birth from Imam Askari alayhi salam. So these are some narrations referring in Shia corpus, referring to the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born, and so many people either saw and met him or heard the news of his birth from Imam Askari alayhi salam.
So, from one side, we want to prove the existence of Imam al-Mahdi, the last Shia Imam and the savior, okay? So this is Mahdi al-Ghaim. But from the other side, some people might say that, is it possible, for example, for Imam al-Hasan al-Askari not to have children? I mean, and this was the only son to Imam Hasan al-Askari, isn't it?
Yes.
So being only one child, I think might answer itself lots of questions, that why only one child, okay? So one child to Imam Hasan al-Askari, and also being the last proof of Allah on earth. So because if there were several children, on that time, there might be so many questions that why, for example, the other imams or the other sons will not be the last proof of Allah on earth. So being limited only to one child, I think it is itself a good answer.
Very good point.
We can't say being the last point.
And that is why we have Ja'far al-Kadhab, because Imam Askari al-Salam didn't have any other sons. Ja'far al-Kadhab was another person who claimed to be the next imam, and then he was rejected by Imam Mahdi al-Islam.
Okay.
So these are some narration in Shia sources. As I mentioned, according to Sunni sources, we can also prove the birth of Imam Mahdi al-Islam. Of course, they do not believe that this is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But the point is that many Sunni scholars, they have mentioned in their books that Askari, Hassan Askari, who is the 11th Shia Imam, he had a child whose name was Mahdi.
Mahdi, that's
so
right.
This in and of itself proves that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born. Although they do not believe in Imam Askari alayhi salam to be the 11th Imam. They do not believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, yes, to be the promised Mahdi.
But historical fact that he had one,
exactly,
son.
Exactly. Historical testimonies of, yes, these scholars. For example, Abu al-Fida, who passed away in 732, a scholar of the 8th century after Hijrah, he says the following, that he talks about Imam Askari alayhi salam, and then he says, وَهُوَ وَالِدْ مُحَمَّدْ أَلْمُنْتَذَرْ. He is the father of Muhammad al-Muntadhar, and Muhammad al-Muntadhar huwa thani ashar al-aimmat al-ithna ashar ala ra'y al-imamiyya. So first of all, he proves that Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam had a child whose name was Muhammad, and of course he says that this Muhammad is the 12th Imam according to the Shia, who is called al-Qa'im, al-Mahdi, al-Hujjah. So in and of itself, Abu al-Bada, historically speaking, proves that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born. Ibn al-Wardi, who passed away in 749, another Sunni scholar, he says that وَالْحَسَنُ الْعَسْكَرِ وَالِدُ مُحَمَّدْ الْمُنْتَذَرِ. The same statement. He also proves that Imam Askari alayhi salam had a child whose name was Muhammad. Mm-hmm. His title was Muntazar. He is the 12th Imam of the Shia. وَيُلَقَّبْ أَيْضًا الْقَائِمْ وَالْمَهْدِي وَالْحُجَّةِ. The Shia calls him with different titles, like Qa'im, Mahdi, and Hujjah. Ibn Hajar, the famous Sunni scholar who passed away in 973, in his famous book, As-Sawa'iq al-Muhriqa, in which in many cases he criticizes the Shia, he also proves that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born, and Imam Askari alayhi salam had a child. He says, وَلَمْ يُخَلِّفْ غَيْرَ وَلَدِهِ أَبَ الْقَاسِمْ مُحَمَّدْ الْحُجَّةِ. Imam Askari, of course, he does not call him Imam Askari, yes, Hassan al-Askari did not leave any children except for Abu al-Qasim Muhammad. Mm-hmm. And وَعُمْرُهُ عِنْدَ وَفَاتَ أَبِي خَمْسُ سَنِينَ. When his father, Imam Askari, passed away, he was only 5 years old. We know that Imam Askari alayhi salam passed and was martyred in 260, and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born in 255, so he was only 5 years. And Manawi, who passed away in 1031, another Sunni scholar, he quotes from Bastami that talks about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, even his mother, wa amma ummuhu fa ismuha Narjis.
Mm-hmm.
He even refers to the name of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which is Narjis. So these are some historical testimonies by Sunni scholars. As I mentioned, unfortunately, nowadays even we see among some Shia who may doubt the historicality of the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. As I mentioned, not only in the Shia sources, but according to Sunni scholars of Hadith and history, for sure Imam Askari alayhi salam had a child. He was born in 255, and no one can doubt about the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Sheikh, you said that some of our Sunni brethren believe that Imam Mahdi will be born later, is it?
Yeah.
So is it clear from who? Who is the father and mother?
The name of the father of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, according to some, to Sunni scholars, they refer to, there are two viewpoints here. Some of them, they believe that he is from the generation of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and some believe that he is from the generation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So this is what it mentioned in Sunni narrations, is that for sure he is one of the offspring of Fatima al-Zahra salamun alayha. This is for sure. But whether he is from the offspring of Imam Hassan or Imam Hussein alayhi salam, there are conflicting narrations in Sunni sources.
So the parents are alive. You mean generation after generation?
Yeah, generation after.
And the later generation?
Yeah.
Thank you, Imam Sheikh, for proving the existence of Imam al-Mahdi as the son of Imam al-Hassan al-Askari. You know, it was very kind of you. So historically speaking, according to historical facts, Imam Hassan al-Askari is the father, Najas Khatun, who is believed to be from the Roman lineage, isn't it?
According to one narration.
According to one narration, is the mother. And He is passing life in major occultation. There are still so many questions for the long life of the Imam. Let's shift it to the other discussion, inshallah. Thank you much for this episode.
My pleasure.
Thank you much, dear listeners. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Also send us your questions and emails to englishradio@sinarabi.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن